Yeah, as far as the needing networking, of course, you know, what is a node without networking? Period. You know, if you can't get the internet with your node, then you're pretty much dead in the water anyhow. So there's that, and I don't like the fact that you're counting on him keeping that server running, because eventually he'll tire of it or move on or something, you know, and then it's like you'll have a bunch of devices that are worthless. I mean, you could reuse the hardware for something more conventional probably, but I don't like that, but I'm not going to let that bother me from getting it, you know, because this is get the t-shirt phase. And, yeah, we'll be curious to see, you know, how that works. You know, the plan for this one is not, you know, is not to have to monkey with it. The plan for this one is to just, you know, leave it in the car, you know, and it's the one that I can easily use while I'm driving around and stuff like that. And, you know, the regular nodes I can, you know, I can run at home, and, you know, I have the luxury of being able to use my computer to get into them and do whatever I need to do. And I think ASL3 with the dashboard and everything is quite nice, and it's going to be tough to beat. So, we'll see. You know, it really is just really what happened was I've heard Greg and a few others talk about how much they love him, and then Dakota was going on and on about, you know, his, how much he liked it. So I just said, yeah, I'm going to get one and try it. On the outside looking in, I don't have any idea what they're all talking about, so what the hell.